I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Two commanding performers, Jake Gyllenhaal and the British actor Tom Sturridge, deliver separate monologues in a new Broadway production that links their titles so that the show's called Seawall, A Life. Seawall is the first monologue, and it's delivered by Sturridge, whose character is a father trying to make sense of a tragedy that happens while he, his wife, and 9-year-old daughter are visiting a seaside villa in France. In a halting yet effective way, Sturridge tells the story written by Simon Stevens. Sturridge's excellent performance is key because Seawall is a thin tale, perhaps better to read or hear as a radio play than as part of a stage production. And if threads of thought tie it to the second monologue, A Life, I couldn't find them. Gyllenhaal delivers A Life as naturally as if he were speaking to you in your living room. That work by Nick Payne is more complex than the first monologue. Gyllenhaal plays a man who conflates the death of his dad with the birth of his daughter as he tells us about each and tries to reconcile being a son with being a father. The entire night, directed by Carrie Cracknell, is an intense experience staged against Laura Jelinek's stark red brick two-level setting and lit dramatically by Guy Hoare. Seawall and A Life are at the Hudson. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.